This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio and Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Mile High Estate Planning. Once again, happy to have attorney Blake Harris with us. And you can check out their website, milehighestateplanning.com. Their number, real easy, 833-ASK-BLAKE. And hey, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. If you've got a question during the show here, we will take your call. Blake, good to see you, sir.
Hey, Scott, it's good to be back in the studio with you on this nice day. I know that there's some things going on politically that are not resolved, but we can resolve some things personally, and let's start talking about that today.
Absolutely. Let's jump into that. All right. I know one of our insurance folks has been talking about Medicaid, and so, I think that's a good topic because that's something you help with as seniors and in Medicaid planning and nursing homes, all that. So there's a lot to talk about. But let's just get into that initial Medicaid planning.
Sure, absolutely. So I've mentioned, and it's been a while since I told the story, so I'll just recap it real quick again of kind of what inspired me to get into this area of the law. Back when I was in law school, my grandmother, she developed some mental issues and had to eventually move into a nursing home. And in doing so, she blew through her life savings, which was a couple $100,000 she'd saved up over the course of her entire life. And a period of about 18 months, we saw nearly all of her life savings going to pay for her long-term care. Had she just met with an attorney sometime prior to moving into a nursing home, or even at the time she moved into a nursing home, those funds could have been kept with our family, could have been passed on to her daughter, and hopefully one day to myself myself as well. But unfortunately, that did not happen with her. I did get a very good lesson from it, and it's the importance of planning, and that's what's been the focus of my firm since I founded the firm many years ago. We are 100% estate planning based. And one of the things that we can do for our clients is help them reduce their nursing home costs. So there's a couple of different ways of reducing nursing home cost. The first one is what is often referred to as crisis planning. This is when you have a loved one who is already in the nursing home, or they're going to be moving into the nursing home within the next few months. In this situation, it's pretty much impossible to protect all of the assets. However, there's still a lot of damage mitigation that can be done. So when you have a loved one who's already in the nursing home or going to be moving to the nursing home very soon, we will do what is often referred to as the half loaf strategy. Half of the money is going to go to pay for that individual's nursing home care. We've got our hands locked there. The other half of the money we can give away. And during the period that the individual is excluded from receiving government benefits because they made a gift, the other half of the funds is transferred into a Medicaid compliant annuity, which goes to pay for your loved one's care during any period of any eligibility. And the other half of the funds can be placed into an irrevocable Medicaid Asset Protection Trust. The Medicaid Asset Protection Trust is great for a lot of reasons. Number one, it gives our client a backdoor to still use those funds if they need to. Also, it protects those funds from creditors of our client, creditors of the beneficiaries, their children as well. So there's crisis planning, which is the one area that happens when we have a loved one who's already in the nursing home or is going to be moving into the nursing home very soon. And in crisis planning, we do some great damage mitigation. What's even better is if we can plan five or more years before a loved one moves into a nursing home. In this case, we can save nearly all of the assets by transferring nearly all of the assets into a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust. With a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, we'll have our clients transfer their assets into the family, into the Asset Protection Trust, and then we will hope that they can wait about 5 years. If it's a little bit shy of 5 years, a backdoor to use the assets in the trust to pay for their care to get them to the 5-year period. But once 5 years has passed since our family member has given away their assets, Medicaid will no longer consider those eligible assets for Medicaid recovery, or as or for disqualifying someone from Medicaid. And then our loved one can move into a long-term care facility, and the government, who they've been paying into their entire life, will pick up the tab for their long-term care. The average cost for nursing home stay in Denver area is around $8,000. Many estates will dwindle. Some estates will be completely wiped out because of long-term care cost. Planning ahead is the key to successfully saving your family's estate.
Absolutely. Once again, Attorney Blake Harris is with us. It's Mile High Estate Planning. And Blake, when you talk about this, and I'm sure you've sat down with people, and they've probably looked at you and said, you know, we've thought about doing an estate plan for years and to plan all this out, but we just delayed and delayed. And then that puts them in that crisis planning mode, doesn't it?
Yes. The most common estate planning mistake is certainly putting it off. Many people fear creating an estate plan, thinking that it's going to be a very daunting task. I ask nearly all of my clients after they complete the process what they thought of their experience, and over I hear, this was much easier than expected. We break down the process where we spoon feed our clients through the process, so it's very easy on them. They know exactly what they're getting into with upfront flat fee pricing. We give unlimited reviews and updates during the process of making the estate plan. And then they have a lot of peace of mind going forward about their estate plan, because for most estate plans, we include free lifetime reviews on the estate plan. Yes, putting it off is the biggest mistake. And then the second biggest mistake is not updating. If you have an estate plan, it's been more than 5 or 10 years since you last looked at it, or you've moved to Colorado, or recently moved location, or there's been a major change in your life circumstances, such as a marriage or divorce or a birth or a death within the family, it's definitely wise to revisit your estate plan. An out-of-date estate plan can be more harmful than having no estate plan at all.
Right. Now, when you do this Medicaid-type planning and all, are there others that are involved in that, like you put other people in charge of once you go into that nursing home and all that?
Sure. So at the time that you create your Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, you are going to name another family member to serve as the beneficiary and as the trustee. Often it is the client's children who will step in and serve as trustee and beneficiary. They don't receive any distributions while you're alive, so the money's kind of kept there in a separate side box in case you need it for your care, which you can always have a trustee distribute money to a beneficiary, then turns around and pays for your care. It's kind of called the two-step, which avoids Medicaid seeing as an eligible asset, but still keeping it as an asset there that can help improve your care. At the same time that you create your Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, we also have clients have somebody where they nominate to take care of them in the event of their incapacity. This includes these incapacity documents include a financial power of attorney for making financial decisions. And I include the incapacity documents for all of our clients, whether they're 18 years old or 102 years old. Incapacity could happen to any of us. We are actually 10 times more likely to be incapacitated in the next year than you are to pass away. The majority of us will be incapacitated at some point in our life. So whether we're setting up a simple will, a revocable trust for avoiding probate, or nominating guardians for minor children, or creating a Medicaid Asset Protection Trust or some type of domestic or international asset protection trust, we always create a complete set of incapacity documents. So as I was saying, the first incapacity document which everyone should have, age 18 and older, is a financial power of attorney. Without a financial power of attorney, without selecting an individual to make a decision on your behalf, the government will be the one to appoint someone on your behalf through a court-supervised process called a conservatorship, which can take several months to establish. It requires ongoing annual reporting and can cost tens of thousands of dollars over the course of someone's life. All this can easily be avoided with a financial power of attorney. Next, we'd also create a complete set of incapacity documents to plan for somebody's medical care. This includes first a medical power of attorney for making medical decisions should you lose the ability to communicate your wishes effectively with doctors. Next is a HIPAA authorization. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health care. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your agent to be able to access that protected health care information so that they can share with doctors and make informed medical medical decisions, and a living will. A living will says that if you're in a permanent vegetative state, that you do want to have life support removed. You don't want to be kept on a breathing tube indefinitely. So to go back to your initial questions, yes, when we create the Medicaid plan, we also include a complete set of incapacity documents where you name another family member or friend who will take over management of your financial affairs and medical decisions.
Right. I got this question this week where someone was saying, okay, we're in Colorado, and let's say your loved one is here, but then they have to maybe move them to another state, but the documents are here. So does it matter if it, you know, they're in another state now and these documents are here and the laws?
So under Article 4 of the U.S. Constitution, every state must give full faith and credit to the state, to the laws of every other state, which means that the analogy I like to give is if you are living in Colorado and you go to Vegas for the weekend and get married, then you come back to Colorado, that marriage contract you sign in Vegas is still valid in Colorado. If you sign a will, if you have an estate plan in Colorado, if you're contemplating moving but you're not certain when you're going to move, you can create an estate plan right now, and then when you move to another jurisdiction, that estate plan will still be valid.
Wow. And, you know, just this month, I tell you, just think about how quick life can change. You know, I've lost three friends this last month. One was a stepbrother. One was a client here with our station. And one was 63 years old. One was 58. And then another gentleman was 87. So you just never know.
I recently came across a statistic, and I don't like sharing bad news, especially not on the radio, but it's on my mind, so I just say it like I shoot straight. And 78 is the average age of an American. It's got me a little bit concerned about my own parents. I'm not going to say how old they are, but it makes me a little concerned about them as well. But the reality is, we never know when the moment's going to be upon us. Certainly, the question I get is, when should I create an estate plan? And the answer is, create one the day before you die. If you know where that is, put it off until that moment. If you don't know when that is, do it as soon as possible and give yourself the peace of mind that you've done all that you can to plan for your family's future.
And that's why you stress these incapacity documents, because I think we've all seen it in our own lives with loved ones, whatever. You know, hey, they're fine. And then all of a sudden you get the call and 2 days later, they're incapacitated.
Yes, I mean, I've certainly seen a lot of it in my career, but also people come to me in my career when that happens, and there's two types of clients who walk into my office. There are those who are there to plan, and then those who are there to administer because there was a lack of a plan. And I know that my firm is going to make more money off of a client when they are not there for a planning purpose. If they're there to draw up a revocable trust, even a Medicaid trust, an asset protection trust, I know that that client is going to save more money than the client who comes through for us to go through the probate proceeding or guardianship or conservatorship or help them after the fact with long-term care planning. So an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure, and this is certainly true in the estate planning world.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition of Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris. It's milehighestateplanning.com. Check out the website. And, hey, take a minute, go on, read the reviews that his clients have written, and you will see why. We have certainly chosen Mile High Estate Planning to be our exclusive estate planning firm, and we are certainly glad that Blake has chosen us as well. The number, 833-ASK-BLAKE. We've got to take a real short break, but we'll be back with more with Blake Harris right after this. Hi, this is Scott Watley once again to talk about one of my favorite stores, the Outdoorsman's Attic. If you're looking for great deals on your outdoor gear, head on over to the Outdoorsman's Attic. From waterfowl gear, decoys, ice fishing, to big game hunting, they've got you covered. If you've got some gear you just don't use anymore, take it over to the attic and they will sell it for you. They've also got guns and ammo. If your firearm needs a little work, see Scott the Gunsmith and let him know you heard about him here on Sportsman of Colorado. Hunting, fishing, and camping gear at tremendous savings, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. Stop paying retail and get to the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad you are with us. MileHighEstatePlanning.com. And once again, the number 833-ASK-BLAKE. So, Blake, you mentioned earlier, you know, a couple of the mistakes of putting it off and not updating and all that. But the main thing you want to try to help people is stay out of that word, which you've done a great job explaining, probate.
Yes, yes. So my goal is to put my clients in the best position possible to keep their family's money with their family. And as we spent the first half of the show, a big way to do that is planning for long-term care costs. But another important way is to avoid probate. Probate is the government process for distributing and managing an individual's assets once they've either become incapacitated or they've passed away. We talked a little bit earlier on the show about planning for someone's incapacity by avoiding guardianships and conservatorships through the creation of power of attorney documents. But the other type of probate, what most people think of when they hear the word probate, is probate after a loved one passes away. The government process for distributing a loved one's assets, it can take anywhere from 1 to 2 years. In some cases, if there's a fight, it can go on for several years. By law, it has to be open a minimum of 6 months. But generally, it's about a 1 to 2 year process. Many probates go down very smoothly. We're happy to help our clients with these types of cases where there's no fighting involved. And then many cases, they end up having some contention among the beneficiaries, heirs, creditors who don't agree on how a will should be interpreted, whether a will is valid, or how a personal representative is managing an estate. So in the situation that there's a disagreement over a probate estate, my firm, we are litigators. We are able to go to court and fight on behalf of a client against another family member. But really the best thing to have happen is to avoid the fight entirely. And that's why I go on the radio and I encourage listeners out there to create a revocable living trust. A will is not going to avoid probate. If you have no estate plan, then your estate will go through probate. A will let you decide who receives your property, but it still has to go through the probate process. You can avoid probate by creating a revocable living trust. With a revocable living trust, you transfer your assets into this property. You keep full control over these assets while you are alive and able to manage them yourself. And then upon your incapacity, the successor trustee that you've named inside of your revocable trust can step in and take over management of your financial affairs without any court intervention. And then after you pass away, the successor trustee can handle your assets as you've set forth in your revocable trust. Generally, the way that I recommend clients structure their revocable trust is that they create two provisions for beneficiaries. First provision is that beneficiaries do not receive their property before a certain age. If you have children or grandchildren under the age of 18, 25, or even generally under the age of 30, we don't want them to take over management of their financial affairs right away. Give them a little bit of time to mature, give them a little bit of time to get better able at managing finances before giving them control of their trust. However, I use the term give them control of their trust, not give them the money. The reason why is rule number one of estate planning, and I know I've said this on the show before, rule number one, and if you only remember one thing from today's show, remember this, rule number one, do not leave money to your children. I know this seems a little bit counterintuitive, but if you leave money to your children, they could lose it. They could get sued. What I see in other estate planning documents drafted by other sometimes very good firms is that the money's protected from the children so that they don't spend through it before they're 30. And then the day that they turn 30, all of their inheritance gets dumped right into their bank account. The next day, their spouse files for divorce, and they have just lost a large portion of the money that you've worked your entire life for. So don't leave money to your children. Leave it to a trust. Prior to age 30, we'll let somebody else manage the trust so that that money doesn't get spent through too quickly. And then once your children turn 30, assuming that we don't have any reason to believe that they're not going to be able to manage it at the age of 30 due to a disability, an addiction, other reasons that they may not be able to manage it. But if we are seeing children that should be able to manage their inheritance, once they turn 30, we give them the control of the trust by allowing them to choose who their trustee is. And then at that point, anytime that they want to receive money from their trust, they can request a distribution and they'll be able to get it because they selected their trustee. If the trustee withholds, they can appoint a new trustee. However, because there's another trustee in there, nobody's ever going to force that money away from them. They're not going to lose all their money because of a lawsuit or a divorce. They have too much student debt or credit card debt or a medical illness.
And, you know, Blake, I think it's very important to point out, and your name says it all, Mile High Estate Planning. That's all you do.
Our firm is exclusively focused on estate planning. To the best of my knowledge, there's no other law firm that actually puts the words estate planning in the name of the law firm. Myself and my team of attorneys, we're all 100% estate planning focused. We are based in Denver. We service clients throughout the state of Colorado with their estate planning needs. And we can do everything from a simple will to a revocable living trust to an international or domestic asset protection trust, Medicaid planning, pet trust, gun trust, and we don't do anything beyond estate planning. No divorces, car accidents, or criminal matters. We do one thing, and we do it well.
Now, you mentioned in the documents and all that you do, lifetime reviews. Why is that important?
So what happens in some cases, somebody goes, they create an estate plan, and then they get their documents drawn up. They never see their attorney again, and something happens in their life. They get a divorce. They become estranged from one of their children. They receive an inheritance. They start to lose capacity, and then when it comes time to use those documents, they're completely irrelevant. This is not what happens to our clients. What we want for our clients is that their estate plan achieves their estate planning goals. It's the reason that we structure our plan and our pricing so that any client of ours can at any time call in and ask a question about their estate plan, whether it's 6 months or 15 years after they have had a plan created with our firm. They can always call in, ask a question, and we're always happy to do a free review of their estate plan. Our goal is to keep our client's estate plan in line with their estate planning goals.
Right. Once again, if you're just joining us, Attorney Blake Harris is with us. You're listening to Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Mile High Estate Planning, 833-ASK-BLAKE. And it's always a free consultation. So let's kind of talk about what that initial consultation may look like.
Okay. And one thing that I do want to just jump in and mention real quick, Scott, you're always pointing everyone to the reviews, and I appreciate that. We have 60 Google reviews. Every single one is a 5 out of 5 stars. But there's another reason to go to the website other than to read the testimonials from current and former clients. We have a ton of information on our website. Everything you want to know about estate planning, graphs, charts, articles, videos are all on our website. Actually, I just completed a book recently, The Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection. You can go onto our website and download a free copy of our book. That's The Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection, which I just published in the last 60 days. Feel free to go online and download a copy yourself. To answer your question, Scott, about the process with our firm, yes, we always start with a free initial consultation. Feel free to contact us, give us a call, 833-ASK-BLAKE, or go online to milehighestateplanning.com. We're more than happy to meet with you in our office. We have beautiful office space in downtown Denver, next to Union Station with free parking next door. Or if you'd like, we can also set up a phone call, a Zoom call, or a FaceTime call. At the end of that consultation, I will be able to quote you a flat fee for the creation of your estate plan. You know exactly what you're getting into. when you work with our firm. There's no surprise charges down the road. Once we are hired, we send our client a very simple intake form. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete. Once our clients have supplied us the information that we have requested, approximately 3 weeks later, we have their plan ready for them to review. We can expedite the service if clients have travel or surgery or some other reason. We can have a quicker turnaround time. But generally, it's about a three-week process for the document preparation. We then send our clients the documents to review. And they can take as long as they would like to review it, ask as many questions, make as many changes as they would like. Then, once they let us know that their documents have been drafted to their complete satisfaction, we schedule a signing meeting. There's two options for signing. Again, you're more than welcome to come into our office space, or if you'd like, we can right now, thanks to COVID, and saying thanks to COVID is kind of a strange statement, but due to COVID, as maybe a better way to say that, due to COVID, we can do a signing from over a Zoom call, which means that you can do your entire estate planning process without moving from where you're sitting right now. After the signing is done, clients have another 30 days to make any changes they would like to their estate plan at no additional charge. Once the 30-day period has passed, we do charge a couple hundred dollars for any actual changes to the estate plan. But if they ever have questions or just want to review, we give the free lifetime reviews for our clients.
Right. And in closing, you always say that this is all about family and money. And man, I'm sure it's sad for you to see where somebody comes in, they didn't plan, but they worked really hard to do all these things for their family. And so, man, getting a plan is so important.
I see it very often where it's often the business owner or just a very hardworking individual or couple that they spend their entire career focusing on accumulating wealth, but they don't look at the big picture of what's going to happen after they become incapacitated or pass away. Having a plan for your overall estate plan is very important. In many cases, a few hours of estate planning can do more to protect your family's wealth than decades of working. By creating an estate plan, you can reduce the possibility that there's conflict after you pass away. A trust is less likely to get contested than a will or than having no estate plan at all. You can also save your family money. So yes, estate planning is about two things. It's about family. It's about money. It's about preserving family assets, and it's about preserving harmony within the family.
Absolutely. So once again, it is milehighestateplanning.com, and as Blake said, his website is outstanding. Go on, read the reviews, read some of the articles there, but more importantly, I hope you'll just call today and just make a point to get this done here before the end of the year. It's 833-ASK-BLAKE is the number. And we're going to be doing a lot more shows here with Blake, and we certainly want to help all the folks that we can. And Blake, we don't have time to get into it, but, you know, when you mention incapacity, and then we did a show recently even on, you know, disability and special needs. So my closing comment is there is a whole lot to estate planning. There's not just a book you pull out, and it's for everybody.
Right. We offer customized estate planning solutions. We do a thorough intake with all of our clients so that we can make sure that everything that an individual can be doing to preserve their assets, to make sure that their family continues to hold on to the wealth that they have accumulated and are accumulating, that they can continue to do. We help with nominating guardians for minor children. We help with getting guardians appointed for seniors when they lose capacity. Everyone from age 18 and up can benefit their family by doing some estate planning. We offer very affordable pricing. Always start with a free consultation, and you're going to have an excellent experience. But don't just take my word for it. As Scott said, go online, Google Mile High Estate Planning, and read some of the countless number of glowing reviews from current and former clients. You won't be disappointed that you picked up the phone and gave us a call.
Blake, always great information. We'll look forward to our next show, sir.
Scott, thank you so much for having me on, and look forward to chatting again soon.
You've been listening to Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Mile High Estate Planning, 833-ASK-BLAKE. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law will handle your personal injury case so you can focus on healing. There's a lot of complexity with insurance companies, and you shouldn't need to worry about those details. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, won't even begin walking you through the liability until you've seen a good doctor. Not only does he want you to receive quality medical treatment, but Kevin Flesh also knows you will benefit financially from treating your injuries right away. He's seen people delay their medical treatment because they're worried about the cost, but your insurance company needs proof that you received treatment. Otherwise, they may try to question the validity of your injuries. Once you make that first free phone call to Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886, go ahead and get all of the medical care you need. After you start to feel better, only then will Kevin Flesh help you through the legal process. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. We're going to kick things off today with our good friend Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's great.
All right, let's talk about Barber's Foods, man. And I am so glad we all got connected with John and yourself and all of us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have changed our eating. I'm telling you, my wife and I this morning, I said, we should go to dinner tonight. And I go, but that's so crazy when we've got all this stuff.
Yeah, you got some top quality restaurant food.
I mean, where are we going to go to get anything better?
In your freezer. Yeah, well, we are trying to connect people to their food source. That's the unique thing about Barber's Foods is that all of the food we sell, we actually know the producer. So whether you're buying fish or red meat or chicken, we know where it's come from. And that's the story we want to pass on because there's just a lot of mystery in food anymore because we don't raise it, right? So. Yeah.
And most of us hadn't really thought about that if we shopped the grocery store all our life.
Right. It's just what we're used to.
But now you're like, man, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Even the buyers in those stores don't have any idea,
right,
do they?
Right. And in the food world, there's a slow, more expensive way to raise food, whether it's a grain or, a meat item. And there's a fast, we call it conventional way. And, most people are eating conventional food. It's grown the fast way, the efficient way. And I'm not here to tell anyone that that's bad for them, but that's just not what we do. We want you to know where the fish comes from. So whether it's fish or whatever,
So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be doing a special deal on some salmon, and we're going to be talking to actually one of our partners with Barber's Foods here from Alaska, and talk about this here in just a moment. But let's kind of run through just some of your top products, for a minute, because, man, everything is so good, Greg.
Well, thank you. We don't sell bad stuff. We filter that out. So, I think by volume, the number one seller in terms of pounds is probably chicken because people eat more chicken than probably any other protein. It's, like 3-4 times a week, some people eat chicken, as opposed to maybe red meat. And so the chicken we get is from, there's no chickens grown in Colorado anymore. Except for there's some egg laying chickens down near the Montrose area, but those are not put into meat production. But as far as meat chickens, they're just no more here. Haven't been for many, many decades. So the closest family farm that we have found is actually in Northern California, the Pittman family, also known as Mary's Chicken. That's the mom's name, Mary. And you can actually go to maryschicken.com. That's not our website, but they have some pretty cool videos there of their farm and their production and how they do the air-chilled method. And so air-chilled chicken is going to cost a consumer more than a water-chilled chicken. And should I go into tell
people? Please, because I'm telling you, there's a difference now that I know, because I wouldn't have known in a million years.
So I've been in the meat business for 26 years and have had the ability to go into a lot of USDA plants, including a few dozen chicken plants. So what I'm telling you, I've seen, it's not third party. So in a normal conventional chicken plant, the chickens are going through it about 145 birds per minute. It's very fast. And after they stun the bird and take the feathers off the bird, they have to get the carcass temperature down to get bacteria level down so that there's some shelf life on the product. So they do that, Scott, by putting the chicken in a big pool of water that has a whole lot of bleach in it. And that water bath gets really dirty after a very short amount of time. You can imagine the blood, the feathers, the stink. I call it the black bath. And so your chicken is taking a black bath. Literally, the water's black after a short time. And that's why when you go to the supermarket, labels don't lie. Look at that label on that chicken item, and it's going to say in real small print, you might need your bifocals if you're me and your reading glasses, I mean. And it'll say, may contain up to 5% added solution. And you got to think, where's that added solution coming from? It's coming from the black bathtub. It's where the water absorbs in the chicken, because the chicken carcass is like a sponge, it pulls that in. And it really, really dramatically affects the flavor and the shelf life. So you eat it. In fact, in the European Union, they do not allow chickens to be cooled this way, and they don't import our chicken because of this way of water cooling them. So Pittman family, they only air chill. So air chilled chicken doesn't go in the black bath. The carcasses are hung from the ceiling. And you can see this on the video that I mentioned. That's at maryschicken.com. But the freezing cold nitrogen air is filling the room and blowing around with fans, and that cools the carcass down. And it tastes a lot better. That chicken doesn't pick up that water, that nastiness, and the shelf life is longer. Anyway, that's why I tell people, try a case of this and then compare it to the store-bought chicken, and you will notice the difference.
There's no comparison.
And that store-bought chicken, you have no idea what plant it comes from, where it comes from, what family raised it. You have no idea.
So. Sure. And so chicken's real good. Then what comes in kind of second?
Second as far as pounds would be ground beef.
Okay.
Ground beef. We get all of our ground beef from Frontier Natural Meats in Denver, and they own their own USDA plant, and the animals are all harvested in Colorado, and they come from Colorado and the surrounding states, and they're Angus, no antibiotics, no hormones. And, that's really, really good product. They have burgers and patties, and, we sell like 20 different items that they sell. And I've been in that plant I used to have an office in that plant, so over 300 times, so I know that plant real well. Wow. Probably one of the cleanest plants you'd ever see on the inside. So
Cool. Bison's got to be coming up.
Yeah, bison too. Wow. That's also processed at Frontier Natural Meats. Yeah, an interesting thing about bison is like the ribeye. It's my favorite steak, a bison ribeye. But when you look at that bison ribeye, there's no marbling in there. So you look at it compared to like a USDA choice beef ribeye, and you're thinking that's not going to taste good because it's just all purple. It's, all red meat.
Right.
There's no marbling. But then you eat it, and it's really phenomenal good. I encourage people, if they like bison or think, it's going to be gamey and wild and I would like it, they're really going to like it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite steak.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
It's expensive. I mean, you don't eat it every day, but you can eat it once a month and not break the bank,
Sure.
Especially if you're not eating at a restaurant where they're going to mark it up.
Right.
Pretty much.
but when you look at your prices, and I mean this sincerely, when you look at your prices, and I'm not really the grocery shopper in our home, my wife does that, but I mean, man, it's great prices. It's very fair.
Right. Well, the reason is that we're bypassing the distribution system, two steps of it. The main step, the biggest markup, of course, is that beautiful big retail store that's in your neighborhood. That's great for a lot of convenient shopping, but it's expensive.
Right.
That's an expensive piece of real estate, and they got a lot of overhead. So normally they're going to mark up an item 30 to 50%, unless they're giving it away to get you in the store. And these retailers do run ads. They're going to have ads for Thanksgiving turkeys here soon. And they lose money on that bird because they want you to buy. In fact, you'll see the disclaimer. You can only buy one bird per family, and you have to spend over $50 on that same visit. You can't just go in and buy the bird and leave.
Right.
Yeah. So, get you, don't it's they? A loss leader. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Well, listen, you can go to the website, barbersfoods.com, put in a promo code Haystack, and we're going to save you 5%. And you know what? This is off of what they sell it for every day. This is not off some price and then, you know, fictitious price they don't sell it for. So this is a true, true discount of 5%. And just put in the promo code Haystack there. And then let's talk about how they can get it then. And there are several different options there.
Right. And if they've already gone to Barber's Foods before and visited, check back because we add new items every week. My daughter, Gretchen, she's a college student, but she does this. And for us, and so she added a whole bunch of new Wagyu items this week, and the fish that we have today from Taryn and Kara that they caught themselves, and we're going to talk to them here in a little bit. They, we just added, this was a pre-order item, we just got it in, right. So now it's not a pre-order anymore. But as far as delivery or picking up, you know, I would say about 60% of the people that order pick up at our Denver warehouse. Mm-hmm. And that's at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard, right next to the National Western Stock Show Center. And so it's a little hard to find the first time. People have to call and because it's an industrial area.
Sure.
But after you find it the first time, by the way, I just ordered a huge sign because people said, why don't you have a sign out front? I'm like, well, because we're wholesale, but now we're not. So we're
right.
Putting up a sign up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. But about 60% of people pick up, and that's kind of environmental because they're picking up enough meat for a month or two. Most of the time. And then, but we also deliver. If you're in the Denver metro area and you order over $250, we'll deliver it for free to your doorstep.
Wow.
It's all frozen, so
sure.
You know, just put it in your freezer. And we also ship UPS 2 days. So if you're in Durango, we're not going to deliver it to your door. We'll just ship it UPS 2 days.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Once again, it's barbersfoods.com. And just put in that promo code Haystack, and we will save you a little money here. Well, coming up, this is going to be a very special time. We're going to have Taryn with us and Kara, and they are with Thunder's Catch, as Greg just mentioned. And when you go to the website and you see the picture of this salmon, I wish we were doing a TV spot right now to show you how beautiful this fillet of salmon is, Greg. It is gorgeous.
It's good. It's good. It looks good raw, and it tastes even better after you cook it.
Absolutely.
Or smoke it, yep.
All right, let's go to the phones here, and we've got Taryn and Kara with us. How are you guys doing?
This is Taryn. Taryn White here.
Hi, Taryn. It's Greg. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Greg?
We're doing good. Thank you. We're having a good conversation. We've got one of your fillets, one of them that you personally hauled in the boat, sitting in front of us.
Oh, right
in
on.
The package. Yeah, we're looking at it. We're kind of drooling because we haven't eaten lunch yet.
Yeah.
And I'm on the keto diet, so I haven't eaten yet today, so I got to go home and eat this thing.
Absolutely.
It's quite the journey to get to you all the way from Alaska, Bristol Bay.
Sure, absolutely. And I've been fortunate to fish over there outside of Ketchikan several times. But, boy, you know, and I know you've done some things with John Rush, and I heard that interview that you guys did, but certainly wanted our audience to hear about you as well. So tell us just a little bit about your operation over there.
I've been fishing up in Bristol Bay, Alaska, my whole entire life. My family took me up there when I was 2 months of age. And, 10 years ago, I got my own boat, and my dad taught me how to fish the boat operation, and we bring back a large portion of our catch. And Greg here at Barber's Foods sells it all in the Denver area, and it's really neat to catch it. Such a sustainable run, the largest sockeye run in the whole world, and it's really neat to get that those quality fillets to you guys. So that's what we do.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And I know that up in northern Idaho where you are, when you're not fishing Alaska, you and Kara let people pick up, but you don't have that in Colorado, so we're that for you. So if people want to enjoy the beautiful fish that you guys catch, we have it in the whole fillets. Those came in when we were on the radio a month ago. We didn't have them in yet, but now we have them in the 6 ounce portions and the fillets. And I tell people, buy them now because I don't have a year-round supply of these. So, you know, I think I'd have enough through the end of the year, maybe into January. But after that, I might be calling you and saying, do you have any more you can ship me? But we just don't know. What is your expectation as far as how much inventory we'll have into the new year?
It's, you know, we we planned on having a lot, but it is hard to monitor this COVID situation. You know, everyone seems to be at home and stocking up their freezers.
Sure.
So that kind of, that's happening still, of course. So right. We have a lot, and I don't worry, but we do have a lot of pre-orders, and everyone was waiting for their orders, you know, for us to get back from Alaska, and we had a line out the door about, unfortunately, it was about a 30-minute wait for people to get their boxes of fillets, but it was pretty neat to supply the community, and they're really excited to have these quality fillets. Yeah,
sure.
We bleed all our fish, and it's just absolute premium quality. Pretty proud of what we do.
Yeah, that was exactly where I was going to go with you, Tarn, on kind of your process and what makes this so different, because I'm telling you, the taste, and I mean, I've been over there, I've caught it, I've brought it back with me, and, you know, it's just different from what we get from Thunder's Catch.
Yeah, a lot of fillets you might see in the grocery store, I mean, it's great if it's wild, 100%, it's awesome. What we do is we bleed our fish, which actually is really good. It helps the taste for the fillets, it keeps it longer. The blood actually feeds the bacteria, so that's maybe where you can get the fishiness. Some people might say salmon can be at times, but mm-hmm. if it's really caught off the boat, bled, put in ice chilled water, 34 degree water, and then filleted and flash frozen, sent straight to you right after that, that's better than behind the glass fresh. That's, you know, behind the glass for 5 days.
Sure.
That's not fresh to me.
Yeah, and a lot of that fish, too, if you look at the package, it'll say that it has color added to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not adding any color to your fish. Mm-hmm.
That is farm salmon. All farm salmon has that color, that pigment. They put that color in the meat. They put the color in their feed, the farm salmon, and otherwise it would be gray meat color, which is disgusting. So
yeah, that's
much we both
Greg and I just
wild.
Made a face at each other when you said gray. Yuck. Yeah, this is beautiful here.
I do get asked now and then about how do we know that by selling this fish at Barber's Foods we're not depleting the wild salmon up in Alaska. So how do you answer that question or that concern about the sustainability of this practice?
Oh my gosh. This year in Bristol Bay, it's the top 3 years ever in the run size. This year in 2020, we had 55.9 million fish go up to spawn, you know, but, the rivers, there's six river systems. They can only handle 12 million. If they do more than 12 million, they just overpopulate and, you know, they need a place to lay their eggs, you know, and if there's really a 55 million fish went up there, there would be no offspring. So Alaska Department of Fish and Game manages it extremely well, and they count how much fish is going up each river system. Okay, guys, like fishermen, stop fishing now. Let's get a little more fish going up there. Okay, we just got a big slug of fish going up there. So fish from this time to this time, you know, 8 hours, or 16 hours, or, you know, since it's such a large run this year, we were able to fish a lot because they still got their escapement and they didn't overpopulate up the rivers into those streams, up those lakes. So, it's extremely sustainable. The average run size in the past 20 years is 39 million, and we were 55.9. So
wow.
It's really excited up in Bristol Bay only. That's where it's at. Other areas of Alaska kind of hurt regarding their runs, but Bristol Bay has been extremely sustainable. We're really happy about that.
Sure. So then you're in Alaska, and you, how many months out of the year then?
It's June and July. That's when the salmon want to go up.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, June and July season. Mm-hmm.
Once again, go to barbersfoods.com. Enter in the promo code Haystack, and you can place your order there. And as Greg mentioned before we started this interview here with Taryn, do not wait on this. This is something, once it's gone for this year. So get in there and do that. And Greg, you got a couple of options. You've got we've got kind of the big filet yep. here in front of us, but then you do have some portion sizes.
Yep, and the filets have a little tiny bit of variation because, of course, the fish that Taryn's catching are not all the same size. They're not golf balls, they're fish, so there's a little variation. But they're all approximately about a pound and a half, and this is in on a box. There's between 15 and 20. Is there between 15 and 20 in a box, Tony? I can't remember. I have to look on the website.
I'd say about 14, 15.
That's right, 14 to 15 fillets per box.
And the 20-pound box.
The pin bones have been removed, so there's just the skin on one side, the back side, and then the top side, which you can see through the clear film. As you get them out of the box frozen, they're this beautiful pink flesh, and these are great on a smoker, a Traeger, any kind of pellet smoker, a barbecue, or in the oven with a little bit of salt, pepper, and olive oil. And then also we do a 10-pound box of 6-ounce portions, Scott. So if someone wants to just do, they're just by themselves, or it's just them and their wife, 6-ounce portions are way to go.
Sure. Well, Taryn, hey, we really appreciate you calling in. And, man, thanks for being a great partner for Greg here. And we are thrilled. He has changed the way my wife and I eat and many of my friends already because, this is great. Absolutely delicious salmon for sure.
It's a superfood. I can't think of a more healthier food for anyone. So it's exciting to spread it and go wild. Don't do the farm salmon.
Absolutely. And Greg, take just a minute, Greg, and tell us kind of the difference there.
Between?
The farm raised? Yeah.
And the farm raised salmon and the, Taryn can probably speak to that too, but, I've been to a couple of these fish farms, and so they're throwing the fish pellets every day. And like Taryn said, they have to add color to the foods, change the meat color.
Right.
And antibiotics so they don't get sick and tend to prevent the sea lice. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, and the water's kind of brackish, kind of like the bathtub black water I was telling you about with the water chilled chicken. The water's, they have to change the water a lot. So when I see those fish all cooped up like that, I think, gee, I really want to, eat that fish or be one of those fish, whereas if you've been up to Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
You catch these things. And I tell people, my dad and I went to Alaska 15 years ago and we spent like a few thousand dollars to catch like 25 pounds of fish, which, was a good memory and all that.
Sure,
but
sure.
Unless you, go once, it's beautiful, do the whole thing. It's great. But, you look at the cost per pound get back, you could have bought it a lot cheaper.
That's what my wife tells me after every hunting trip and every fishing trip.
Right. So. So it's not always just about the meat. A big difference between the farm-raised and the wild-caught, just not only in how it's going to eat, but how the fish is treated and raised and the environment that they're in, So, you don't usually see the no antibiotic claim on fish. They don't go there. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Taryn, hey, man, we know you're busy, but we sure appreciate you taking with us a few minutes with us here, and we will do this again. I want to get you, we do another show on Saturdays called Sportsman of Colorado, a show about the outdoors, hunting and fishing, and we want to get you on that as well, so we'll figure out another time to do that, sir.
Roger. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great. All thanks, Taryn. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
I'll tell you what, we got to take a short break. When we come back, got a few more minutes with Greg from Barber's Foods. Once again, just go to barbersfoods.com, enter in the promo code Haystack, and that'll save you 5%. And I'm telling you, folks, this is unbelievable meats that you will enjoy. And we'll be right back with Greg right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad you are with us. Got Greg Bloom in studio, Barber's Foods. And wish we had a little longer with Greg today, but we've got a couple more minutes here. And again, if you're just joining us and you caught maybe just a little bit of that interview, that was Taryn with Thunder's Catch out of Bristol Bay in Alaska. And they do all the salmon for Barber's Foods. And I'm telling you, we have a beautiful filet of salmon here in the studio. And all you have to do is go to barbersfoods.com, put in the promo code Haystack, and that will save you 5%. And the website will kind of explain some delivery things that Greg has already mentioned. And but Greg, let's talk. You're going to be putting up, you said, some great recipes as well, because, I mean, a lot of us, you know, aren't the chef that we need to be. So right. Yep. We want to learn how to do this right and really cook it good.
Yeah, we want to help people to prepare this beautiful product that we provide to their families in a way that, you know, like restaurant quality, and that they didn't blow it.
Sure.
So, yeah, so we'll have recipes coming up. My daughter, Gretchen, who's a college student, she manages the website. So I keep her pretty busy with new items and changes. And we just added gift cards. And coming this weekend will be gift boxes. So we'll have three different gift boxes for the holidays, like for corporate giving, or you don't know what to get your grandpa, give him a box of steaks. You can't go wrong with a box of Wagyu. Yeah. We got one gift box. It's got four of these Alaskan salmon fillets with four Wagyu ribeyes. And it's just a great surf and turf box, you know. Man. So, yeah, that'd be one. And, or if you don't know what he'd like, just get him a gift card. But, we'll have the recipes up soon, and I'll be doing some classes, too, on how to cook a perfect steak and how to do a Texas-style brisket in your smoker.
All right. We'll just do some shows with
you.
Man,
and then we'll eat, too.
Yeah, then we'll eat. Yeah. We'll bring a grill in here, man. We'll bring a grill and a smoker. Yeah.
I normally smell like smoke, so some people call me Smokehouse because I get it in my hair and my clothes. It's a good smell, though.
Right. Because I've just kind of been introduced to this lately. I've known a lot of guys that have smoked meats for years, but the smoking of meat industry has exploded, so to speak, over the last several years, hasn't it?
Yeah, they made it easy with those pellet smokers. Yeah. So I tell people, go get one. You can get them for $400 now all over the place. Get the small one. Don't get the big one. Just get the small one. And it's all you need. It'll last you 10 years.
Sure.
And then you don't have to create the fire and maintain the heat and get up at 2 in the morning to see if you need to stoke it. And, you didn't stoke it. You just blew it, you know. The pellet smokers are great.
Yeah.
You can just forget about them, and you can teach your wife how to push the buttons. And if she's not really a smoker person, my wife, Christy, she can smoke anything now.
Okay.
It's great.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up that Traeger tailgater that you told me to.
That's
so
the best
we're looking
one.
Forward to
That's
it.
The best one. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Real quick, I got about a minute here, but on your brats, I don't know any other words. Just say they're unbelievable and so different.
Yeah, Tim Beeler and his family do a good job with that brat. They've perfected the bratwurst, and that's primarily because they perfected the breed that it comes that they derive all the parts from for the brat. But that's just trim from the hams, and then they actually put some bacon ends and pieces in that brat, and it's in a natural casing. And you know, most bratwursts anymore that you buy retail are an artificial casing, a.k.a. they're plastic. So you're eating plastic brats. Ours are natural casing brats, so they're like the best. They're very addictive.
Yeah,
you know what? Keep them in your freezer, because you can come home from work at 4:30, not know what to do for dinner, and have brats on the table in 35 minutes.
Sure. Overall, and there's a lot of difference, we're up against a break here, but how long will this last in a freezer if people want to stock up a little bit?
It'll last at least 2 years.
Okay.
If the package isn't compromised.
Right.
If the package is a leaker and you can see some air in the bag, it'll last about a month because it'll start getting freezer. But
sure.
Most of the time, the packages are intact, like this one we're looking at here.
Right.
You can tell because it's tight against the meat. Easy, 2 years.
2 years. Yep. All right. Yep. Greg, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Absolutely. It's Thunder's Catch now in this salmon. Don't wait. I'm telling you, you're going to go to the website in a month or two. It's going to be gone. Go to barbersfoods.com. Put in the promo code Haystack. Save yourself 5% and start eating good right there in your own home. I want to thank you so much for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.